Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.
There are calls for pets to be allowed to ride on Sydney trains. In Melbourne, animals including dogs and cats are allowed on trains, provided their owners are responsible. But in Sydney, animals are banned on trains unless they are assistance animals or police dogs. Charlotte Gibson has started a petition asking for pets to be able to travel in the back carriage on the city's trains. Charlotte Gibson, good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
What prompted this?
Well, it's that I've got a dog and I've realised that without going in a car, I can't take him around places. So he just is stuck sort of going to the parks and stuff around where I live and can't go out anywhere else.
So you don't have a car?
No.
You're a public transport user, therefore the dog's not allowed to go with you?
Yeah, I use public transport for everything I do because I don't need a car and think it's better for the environment not to have a car when it's not needed.
Mm.
And just don't have the option to take my little dog anywhere with me.
All right, we're a bit behind the times, apparently, in Sydney when it comes to allowing pets on public transport, are we?
A little bit, because, well, Melbourne allows it. I know the UK, where I'm from, that we're allowed dogs on trains everywhere. So it just seems a bit strange that Sydney's not quite up with the times.
And you think the back carriage should be the pet-friendly carriage?
Yeah, that way then if anyone does have allergies, fears of dogs, anything like that, they can avoid it and not go in that back carriage.
Mm. What if the dog needs to go to the toilet?
It would be the same responsibility as it is for when you're out and about walking, picking up after your dog, and also ensuring that your dog goes before you get on a train. Most people, if they take their dog in a car, would ensure that their dog has gone to the toilet before they get in the car.
Yeah.
So it'd just be that same sort of responsibility.
I mean, I know I'm probably overthinking this, but I'm just imagining, just say the dog happens to do a little bit of a whiz on the train and the train's moving at pace. All of a sudden, I can just see that stream, that puddle just making its way all down the back carriage. I suppose if you're in the animal-friendly carriage, you just have to deal with it, would you?
Well, you'd have to clean up after it. Mm. And it's all about being responsible with it.
All right. So you're going to present this petition to the boss of Sydney Trains, I understand?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. All right. We wait to see what Howard Collins makes of it. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Charlotte Gibson.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.